Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Tis time to talk to a writer who's the biggest writer on his website that he contributes to, and his website just happens to be the biggest website in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
You know, all last year, we talked about how this month exceeded last month, and it's the biggest month ever for gun sales. We did that all year last year, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And still, even though we're not breaking records in July, we had a pretty good month, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And it's really rather interesting because even though we dropped the number of gun sales from, compared to last year by about 40%, 44%, I guess. It was still the second highest July on record.
Yep.
I mean, so it appears to me that we have sort of a new normal. We've got all these new gun owners at one point. The National Shooting Sports Foundation estimated that 40% of the new buyers, of the buyers, were new gun buyers, which amounted to about 8 million new gun owners in 2020. That's a lot of new gun owners.
Yeah.
And so with these increased number of gun owners and with people in the gun culture being concerned about things like, well, you know, a Biden presidency, you know, a radical socialist Democrat party that seems to be unconcerned about the rule of law or the Constitution. So what we have here is a level of gun purchases that seems to have permanently gone up a significant amount. And in the next closest year, after July of 2021 was July of 2016, which was a massive record year for the time period. And there were about 1.22 million new guns sold in July of 2016. In July of 2021, 1.25 million, a bit more. And last year in this incredible record-breaking year in which over 21 million new guns were sold in the whole year, it was 1.84 million new guns in July of 2020. So we are at this, we've come to a new plateau where more and more guns are being purchased, even though we are now at a level of about 475 million guns, privately owned guns in the United States. That's just not a, that's not just a number from the top of my head. It's a well-recognized procedure that I followed that was popularized by Gary Kleck after it was initiated by a couple of people who were trying to figure out how many private guns there were in the United States. But,
right.
but they only went as far as the early 1980s, and then Kleck extended it from there, and then I have extended his method from there. And we're not alone. The Small Arms Survey out of Switzerland is considered one of the most objective sources of data on how many guns there are in various countries around the world. They have a somewhat anti-Second Amendment, anti-private citizen zoning gun slant, but they, I have to give them credit, they attempt to find reality. They're not just completely biased. And their estimate done a couple of years ago was with, and my estimate, were within about 3% of each other, which is extraordinarily close. These numbers are not that easy to quantify and to be certain of because we don't have, generally do not have gun registration in the United States. We have records
right.
of how many are sold, but that's not the same thing. And so trying to determine exactly how many guns there are is a difficult thing. And I consider it a positive achievement that both the Small Arms Survey and I came to within about 3% difference in our estimates of how many privately owned guns there were at the time. But that was a couple of years ago. I've updated the estimate, and they have not yet. They probably will at some point in the future.
Now, do we have any data for 2021 on how many more new gun owners we had that joined the ranks?
I have not seen anything this year about estimates of new gun owners. Now, that would be I'd like to see the National Shooting Sports Foundation do a survey on it because that's what the estimate was based on in 2020 was a survey done by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It's not that easy to find out because how do you determine whether somebody is a new gun owner or already has one? Well, you have to ask them. And, you know, there isn't any registration list that say, oh, this one is a new gun owner and they never had a gun before because we don't have a general registration list. I am unaware of any survey that has been done this year, but my gut feeling, you know, scientific wild ass, oops, excuse me, guess, swag, is that there are probably as many new gun owners this year proportionally as there were last year.
Hmm.
Because there's only about, we figure about a third of the adults in the United States own guns. So there's plenty of room for that number to expand to 50% or 60% or 80% or however it finally reaches. So I expect that there are considerable numbers of new gun owners this year as well, but we don't have any hard figures on that.
Just FYI. That word is okay. The only reason I never go down that pathway is I'm afraid it's going to cause a cascade because of some of the stuff I talk about.
Well, sure, and I understand that. And it's actually a term that's used in science a little bit because when you don't have any data, but you've looked at a lot of different sources, and you can say, well, you know, from all the experience we have, this is a scientific wild the Burroughs guess.
Yeah.
You know, so... it's called a swag. And the thing is that when you have a fair amount of experience, those things are often in the ballpark because you may not have direct hard facts, but you have inferences based on other data.
Right. Coming up on the first break, this article, by the way, this article that I'm referencing, this is on Ammoland.com. You go to all contributors at the bottom of right hand of the page. That'll take you to another page where you look to, there'll be two columns. Dean will be midway down on the left-hand side. Click on that and this will pop up in his, and now if you decide to page down and look at his articles, you're going to be doing that a while. You're going to be doing that one for a minute because he's got well over 1,800 articles at Ammoland.com all waiting for you to go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Thanks, Tactical. We are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and Dean has an article that is historically significant for people like me who did not know certain things that he's talking about, because he's talking about the name of the article, or the title, is State Opportunity to Repeal Bans on Gun Mufflers, meaning suppressors. But you give a little history to the gun muffler. Tell us a little bit about the gun muffler.
Well, the person who invented what we now call silencers or suppressors is the same person who invented the muffler for automobiles. His name is Hiram Maxim. He was the son of the inventor who invented the Maxim machine gun. And he invented mufflers for cars. And at the same time, he invented using mufflers for guns, too, and he called them silencers. And he started selling them in 1902. And he got the patent on them in 1908. But there's a reason why gun mufflers or silencers or suppressors were not invented until after 1900. And it makes perfect sense when you think about it. When we say there's nothing new under the sun, but what happened in the decade or two prior to 1900 is that smokeless powder came into significant usage. And before smokeless powder came into significant usage, everybody used black powder. And black powder leaves quite a bit of residue on things, and it's also somewhat corrosive. Well, the inside of a silencer, suppressor, gun muffler, or even a car muffler, if you look at it, is much more complex than the inside of a gun barrel. So it's a lot harder to clean. And the early ones were made of mild steel. And if you put black powder through a suppressor and it's made of mild steel, you're going to have to clean it very thoroughly every time you shoot it, if you're using black powder. So it becomes a significant effort. Plus, of course, with muzzle-loading firearms, the rate of fire was much lower, and so the noise from a shot wasn't nearly as important. And it wasn't as important for detection either, because the gun itself put out this big cloud of white smoke when it was fired. So for all those reasons, there was really no incentive to create a gun muffler before about 1900, and Maxim invented them in 1902. Teddy Roosevelt, the president who helped gain control of the Isthmus of Panama and then build the Panama Canal and was at San Juan Hill, and many think he was one of our better presidents, he had several gun mufflers. They were Maxim gun mufflers because they were still under patent at that time. And he thought they were quite useful for target shooting and for pest control. So that's how gun mufflers or silencers came to be. And it wasn't until 1934 that the progressive regime of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was he's a cousin of Teddy Roosevelt, as part of the 1934 National Firearms Act, they placed a $200 tax on firearms that were involved in interstate commerce. And interstate commerce still meant something in 1934. So if your gun muffler was made in one state and never traveled outside the state, it would not have been covered by the initial National Firearms Act. And interestingly enough, in the debate about the National Firearms Act in 1934, there's no clear reason as to why gun mufflers or silencers were included. In fact, they were almost an afterthought. And the real purpose of the 1934 Act, as told by the people who pushed it, was to require registration and licensing of all handguns, all pistols. And in an early action by the NRA and gun owners, they were able to take pistols out of the law, and that left silencers, machine guns, and short-barreled rifles and shotguns as sort of a booby prize that was then passed in 1934. And it was actually only one major person who was pushing this law, who was the Attorney General in the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration. And once he left the administration, he was in it for quite a while. He had a significant effect. Then there wasn't much more of a push for gun laws. Now, what we find when we look at the laws about gun mufflers, silencers, suppressors, we find that it was essentially a federal law. There wasn't any local push to get silencers banned. And it's not easy to find the legislative history from state websites on all laws, but I was able to find a few. For example, it appears that Texas didn't have a state law banning silencers until 1973. And Iowa banned silencers in 1983. And Wisconsin law didn't ban silencers until they had a ban that was hidden in a budget bill in 1991. So the state bans against silencers are fairly recent compared to the 1934 ban. Now, the same time this is going on, people are finding that silencers are very useful safety devices. And so we have, as the inflation made the ridiculous $200 tax in 1934, which would have been equivalent to about 4 months' wages at minimum wage at the time for a day laborer, essentially, $3,800 back then.
Hang on for me. We'll pick this up on the other side when we get back. This article is a very recent one Dean has written. It is ripped straight from the pages of Ammoland.com, where that and many thousands of stories wait for you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. During a White House event, President Biden says his economic policies are working.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years. And unemployment is coming down.
Biden saying his administration is keeping a close eye on the record inflation. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared to take over as the state's first female governor. She says her style is to listen first and then take a decisive action. Speaking to reporters, she says she'll continue meeting with current and potential staff over the next few weeks. USA Radio News. Senator Rand Paul is under suspension by YouTube after posting a video of what it deems to be controversial comments about COVID-19 and masks. The Kentucky Republican posting a video from last week where he claimed cloth masks don't work. The CDC has consistently said cloth and over-the-counter masks offer some protection from COVID-19. The governor of Oregon is lowering the requirements to graduate high school in her state.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about gun mufflers or suppressors. Were they originally designated as mufflers? Is that when Maxim came out
Maxim
with them?
Maxim originally called them silencers, but in federal law, they always have included the term gun muffler in law. So it's a pretty commonplace term to call them gun mufflers. And suppressors is a term that's become more popular in the last 20 to 30 years because they don't actually silence a shot. They just muffle it quite a bit. You know, they reduce the sharpness and how loud the shot sounds, but they don't get rid of it. In Europe and England particularly, they call them sound moderators. So it's just some different terms that are used. I like the term gun muffler because that's what they are. You know, they do basically the same function that a muffler on a car or a motorcycle does. You know, they reduce the sound level. It's kind of silly when you think about it that in almost every state you're required to put a muffler on your car to reduce noise pollution, but you're forbidden from putting a muffler on your gun to reduce noise pollution. I mean, it really doesn't make any sense. It was a terrible, idiotic decision by the Roosevelt administration to make gun muffler purchases so incredibly expensive that an ordinary person couldn't afford them. I mean, when it would cost you 4 months' worth of wages to buy a gun muffler that only cost a week's worth of wages, it doesn't make any sense. It never made any economic sense. It never made any safety sense. And almost no crimes are committed with gun muffler silencers or suppressors. I have done a search and have done some research as well on how many federal prosecutions or just prosecutions for gun silencers there are in the U.S. And in a given year, there's usually less than 30. I mean, there just aren't very many, mostly because there aren't hardly any crimes. Most of those are just possession cases. So it's a very rarely used in any sort of crime. And when I did the research for this article, I was actually surprised to find that there are 22 states. Well, it's 21. It'll be 22 when Texas puts their law into effect on 1 September. But there's 22 states where there is no state law regulating or banning gun mufflers or silencers. There's only the federal law. And then there's 8 states that just outright ban them. They won't allow you to possess a silencer legally, even if you go through all the hoops required under federal law. And that leaves 20 states, which essentially in their state law says, well, it's okay if you follow federal law. So what those states have done is essentially they've ceded their sovereignty over silencer regulation to the federal government. And several of those states, I think 9 of them, are constitutional carry states. So you'd think it's kind of weird that here you have a constitutional carry state that says, oh, we're going to let the federal government decide what's legal and not legal about silencers in our state. But that's the way it is. So I think there's an opportunity in those states, and I have to admit, one of them is Arizona. Another is Alaska, Montana, Missouri, Mississippi. I mean, you just don't expect those states to have draconian anti-gun safety device laws. But they do. So it should be possible to repeal those laws there, as they recently did in Texas. And there just never was any kind of a good reason given to put these outrageous taxes on gun mufflers. There still isn't any. You know, most of the rest of the world doesn't put these kind of draconian obstacles in the way of owning a gun muffler. And in several countries, there's no obstacles at all. You just walk into the store and buy one and walk out. And they don't have any kind of increase in crime. Many of them have far less crime than exists in the United States. One of them is in New Zealand, for example. I wrote an article a couple years ago about how you could, with $20, well, I guess it'd be about $40 U.S. now, you'd walk into a hardware store in New Zealand if you were, say, a 12-year-old girl, and the $40 to the person in charge and walk out with a gun muffler, silencer, suppressor. And, there's not any significant problems. So the only reason we still have these outrageous restrictions on the ownership and use of gun mufflers is because the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration in 1934 made a big mistake. And millions of people, tens of millions of people, almost certainly, have suffered significant hearing loss because they've been denied a reasonable access to these gun safety devices. And that's where it stands today. There's several different ways this outrageous federal law can be attacked. One is by having the states remove state prohibitions, as I suggest in this article. And another one is for more and more people to do what I call massive compliance. And that is to pay a $200 tax and fill out a Form 1 to build your own gun muffler. They aren't hard to build for a .22, which I find one of the most useful ones.
Right.
And so you can pay it $200, and then you have the legal right to build one of your own for your own use. And there's no time limit on when you can build it or not. So it costs money, but we've gone from having, I think, about 10,000 legal suppressors or silencers about 30 years ago, whereas today we have over 2 million. And once you reach a level where they're so common and so used, legislatures pay attention, and I think we would be able to pass something like the Hearing Protection Act in Congress, which removes most of the draconian restrictions and regulations on silencers. You don't have to undergo any more of a background check than you do under the Brady Act to buy a gun.
Right.
To own a silencer, it's just that you have to go through all kinds of ridiculous federal hoops and pay a $200 tax, which doesn't make any sense. When I went through the process to do a Form 1, because I try to do what I tell other people to do, and when I went through it, it took like 4 months.
Hang on for me.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on the last break. This is the part that gets interesting, though. The length of time it takes to get that return. You can find this article at Ammoland.com along with 1,800 plus that Dean has already written. Waiting for you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten about gun mufflers, which is that's an NFA item now, and he was just talking about how long it takes to get one back and all that other fun stuff. When, in fact, I think in England, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, isn't that required for hunting, a suppressor?
Well, it's considered polite. And it is required in certain circumstances. You're expected not to disturb your neighbors. And they do a lot of test hunting at night in England. And I believe on those licenses, it's required that you suppress the firearm. And I think that once you have a firearm, it used to be that you could just buy a suppressor in England very easily. But they've tightened things up a bit now, but if you show that you can legally own like a .22 rifle, then you can buy a suppressor for it without much additional effort. I think you can just go into a gun store and say, here's my firearm certificate, I have this rifle, I can, and then buy a suppressor for it. And nearly all .22 rifles, as I understand it, in England, are fitted with threaded barrels and are used and they use suppressors just to be polite.
Right.
There's several other European countries that also suppressors are commonly used. They just never had the 1934 Federal Firearms Act in those countries. So naturally, when these safety devices became available, they started using them. The U.S. has exported some of its official paranoia about gun mufflers, and there are some other countries that have made it illegal and ban mufflers. I think Canada now bans mufflers, and I believe Australia did as part of their big firearms push in 1996. There was at least one Australian state that did not. So it is somewhat of a patchwork around the world, but where the gun mufflers are easily and legally available, they don't have any difficulties with them. It's just simply not an issue. So
but
if we can educate the...
Back. Now, in England, my understanding is that you can go to the equivalent of an Ace Hardware store and buy a suppressor. There's no wait for it. There's no red tape.
I know that used to be the case, but I'm not sure it still is. They've been passing nastier gun control laws in England for a while, so I can't say for certain that it still is that way. I know in some countries it is, such as New Zealand, for example. And I think in Sweden it's that way, but I'm not 100% certain. It may be that way in Switzerland, which would make sense. So it's just an accessory, a safety accessory in much of the world, and that's how it should be here in the United States. And they're easy to make. It's not a difficult thing to do, at least for subsonic suppressors, and they're a very useful accessory. Once you start using one, it becomes, you kind of wonder, why haven't I had this all along? You know, they're very, very popular with people who have tried them. Now, they do add a little bit of maintenance. You have to clean them. And so that is what happens, when you get extra accessories. They take a little bit more work. But I think that they're becoming more and more popular all the time, in part because of the $200 tax is becoming less and less value as inflation degrades the value of our dollars.
Well, I just find that whole little dynamic. I don't own a single thing that is an NFA item. I don't intend to own a single thing that is an NFA item.
One of the things I found out about suppressors that's interesting is that while the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms requires that you notify them if you're moving machine guns from one state to another, they don't require that of suppressors. And there's no power given by the ATF to just, once you legally own a suppressor, to come to your home and demand to inspect your house to see if you have that suppressor. The only thing that they have in terms of additional power is they can ask you and demand to see your tax stamp showing that you legally own the suppressor. So, interestingly enough, suppressors are less regulated than other NFA items.
I find the arguments they make for keeping the suppressor on the NFA list quite amusing. Have you ever heard some of them?
Yeah, I've heard some of them. Just bizarre. They say, well, we want to be able to hear gunshots.
So where it's coming from, yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just seems kind of silly. And then in the recent Texas law, they claimed that these shot spotters that detect gunshots by acoustic detectors wouldn't be able to do their job if the criminals had suppressors. But then they had people from the actual company that makes the shot spotter give testimony that, no, that wasn't true. So it's really a comedy to see them try to dance around and find some way, any way, to demonize these safety devices so that to prevent people from having a good time, essentially. It's truly bizarre.
So
and
we got
the number
a few
of people
yeah.
who have lost hearing is enormous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definite. We got a few minutes left. I know you've been in the pipeline is choked right now because everybody's on vacation at Ammoland. You want to give us a tease for Friday?
Well, one of the things that I'll mention a little bit about is that I've been working on an article about some court cases that are coming up One was just decided recently, and I'll be giving more details on it, in which a district court in Connecticut found that if you have a permit to have a firearm, that is not sufficient cause for an officer to arrest you and search you.
Yeah, I talked about that with Dan Zimmerman. That's a fascinating case with some of the stuff
he
put. Because, I mean, based upon his whole criteria, he could have said, well, I looked at a tag on his car, and I wasn't sure it was genuine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's that kind of idiocy. And they try. If you read the details, and you've talked about it, that case, it's just appears to be a horrendous abuse of power. And I think that plaintiff in that case is going to win. Because first off, overcoming the bar of immunity for a police officer is a huge thing, and that they have already accomplished that.
I think the qualified immunity thing, I get why that is a thing that is necessary in some cases, but in some cases like this one,
exactly.
I think that officer, if the officer is not going to actually base it on a statute that is in their state, which I'm almost certain there's no statute out there that says, well, you know, if it looks fake, it might be. So you can do all this other stuff to him, even though he presents the proper credentials. Yeah, he needs to go down, and that needs to be an example. But
yes, I agree. And we've seen a few of them. There have been some other cases. There's a case in Arizona.
We are running out of time, so we're going to pick this up on. Let's talk about that on Friday. Let's do that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Pleasure is mine. And we'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.